Time for another check-in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a breakdown on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. And it was a pretty crowded one. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for spending some time to talk with us. Still doing this remotely, even though things are much safer now. It's just really convenient.
It really is. I think we've been used to it, and it's hard to break a habit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Especially when your congenial host forgets to schedule the meeting and can do it at the last minute. So there you go.
There you go.
Let's see. 9 items. So it was pretty busy, right?
Yeah, it was. So we had a full board, and we started the meeting at 4 p.m. yesterday with agenda item number one, which was hearing regarding the request of the Marymount Association for a special use permit one-day liquor license for their July 3rd and July 4th celebrations for their annual July 3rd festival and July 4th parade. Mark Sauter was there representing the association. This is the 94th year of the Marymount Association and somewhere between 60 and 70 years of holding the parade. So they're very happy to be celebrating again with all their friends and neighbors in Marymount. They have asked this year that it's association members and their immediate guests to come to their July 3rd and 4th festivities. They will have some food trucks, they will have beer and wine, and they're expecting about 300 to 400 people.
Wow.
With their association and their immediate guests. So that went through 5-0 with the vote.
Okay. But conveniently, the holiday is on the weekend this year.
I know. It should be fun, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking forward to it, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing number two was hearing regarding the request of the Housenet Community Council for a special use permit for their annual July 3rd Family Fun Day at Edgewater Beach and Road. This started in the mid-50s, and the families in House Neck bring the kids down, have a fun day in a jumpy house, and hot dogs, sodas, face painting, things like that. So they're looking forward to that. That went through 5-0, and they also, at James McCarthy was there representing. And at the same time, got their special use permit for one day for their liquor license for the annual Chowder Fest, September 11th from 2 to 6 p.m. And that's been going on for 16 years down in House Neck. They have between 25 and 30 people that enter this prestigious competition.
Yes. It is a competition too.
It certainly is. Bragging rights for the year.
Yes.
So so that will be happening on September 11th, 2-6.
Okay.
And that went through also 5-0.
Okay. So the 4th of July weekend in the Housenet Marymount area is going to be rocking this year.
It certainly is. Yes. As always.
Yes, that's true. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, but I know. Been itching to get back to these in-person events, so that's great.
Yeah. The next is agenda item number three, which is the hearing regarding the request of the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their Saturdays in the Park from August 7th to September 18th. And again on October 9th at Safford Park. The events will run from 3 to 8 and they'll include food and music. This is the second annual. They took a year off last year for COVID and they're expecting between 120 to 130 people. Walter Hubley was there representing the Wollaston Hill Association. They will have a cornhole competition as well. I'm sure that you can find that stuff on their webpage. And that went through 5-0.
Great.
Agenda item number 4 was the hearing regarding the request of the Philadelphia International Assembly of God for a special use permit for a fundraiser event in their parking lot at 350 Washington Street on July 31st. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pastor Jose Marcio de Freitas was representing. It's an annual fundraising event that they do for their church. We've had them come before the licensing board before, and it's a great opportunity for them to network and talk to the people in their church.
Okay.
So that's 5-0. Next was agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of the Heritage Sports Venture for a special use permit, one-day liquor licenses, for a series of events to be held at Veterans Stadium. The event includes Major League Rugby game or games, depending on if they win their last game, whether they'll go on to a couple more games being held. It's the New England Free Jackets. Jacks, New England Free Jacks, on July 18th. If they win that, then they'll go on to the playoffs August 1st and August 8th. Then they have some charity events, music festivals on August 13th, August 14th, and a concert on August 26th. I did write some notes here. So they will be having 3 or 4 food trucks. They do open their event early for the Free Jackets, about 2 hours early for people to come in and mingle around. The music festivals are for charity. August 13th is a corporate charity. August 14th is for World Food Organization, and August 26th is a concert made for television, and we just ask that they work with the city departments to make sure that they have police details, health department to inspect the food trucks and things like that. And maybe perhaps having a fire detail as well, depending upon how many people they are expecting. Ian Frenette was there. He is the representative from Heritage Sport Ventures. We've dealt with him before. He said they were expecting a lot for the concerts, so he'll work with the police, fire, and health department on that. You can go on to Google New England Free Jackets and Heritage Sport Ventures for more details on those events.
Okay.
That went through 5-0.
I didn't even know there was a Major League Rugby organization.
I know, and it's going to be televised as well, so sounds like and then they go into the playoffs, so good luck to them, and hopefully it'll be something that Quincy can host in the future.
Yeah. Did he happen to mention any bands that we might know or performers coming to Quincy?
No, he did not. He just said it was a music festival.
Okay.
Okay.
Just curious. I wonder, you know, to see Bruce Springsteen.
That's why I did ask for the web pages, because I figure people will want to know early so that they can book tickets if they need to.
Sure.
So those are the two, New England Free Jackets and Heritage Sport Ventures.
Okay.
For more information.
Okay, great.
Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of 3-1 LLC, doing business as 3-1 for a common victual license for the premise located at 1550 15 Hancock Street, formerly Ocean Coffee. 3-in-1 will sell ice cream and candy and also provide video games. Proposed manager, Aska Sahu. Proposed hours of operation, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are going to open. They don't need any renovations, so they plan on opening fairly soon. They're going to have air hockey, Pac-Man, skee ball, things like that. You can get ice cream and buy candy by the pound.
Okay.
Sounds like a fun kid's place.
Yeah, bring your sweet tooth.
Yes, exactly. Agenda item number 7 was hearing gotten the request of the Quincy Service Center gas station manager's repair license for the premise located at 627 Newport Ave due to a change of ownership. Currently, Super Petroleum, proposed manager Jamal Denny, proposed hours of operation Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, Saturday, 7 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. And we know Jamal, he owns another service station in the city. He's going to keep everything the same. This is was formerly owned by McGinn, and same operation, new operator, no longer a Super Petroleum.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things that need to be checked off by fire prevention before we issue the permit, but we went ahead and had the vote, and that passed 5-0.
Very good.
Next was agenda item number 8, hearing regarding the request of the Rosati Corp doing business as the Fowler House at 1049 Hancock Street for a change of offices and director. Change of stock interest, transfer of stock in new stockholders, a pledge of collateral, stock shares to William Rosati, and a new manager, John McNeil. And there was a limited outdoor music on the agenda, but we asked perhaps Mr. McNeil, if we could go offline and talk to him about some specific dates rather than to give the entertainment license outside at this point. They have a very small permanent patio, but they've extended the temporary extension of premise. We just want to go over some logistics with him on that, and we'll do that at a later date.
Okay.
Of course, everybody knows the Fowler House in Quincy, and John McNeil plans on keeping everything the same, all the same employees. He's worked there himself for 10 years and keep all the patrons comfortable with what they know there. And so that went through 5-0.
Okay. I think, didn't they just have their 50th anniversary, I believe?
Their 40th, yes. And it was a great success. Mr. Rosati had made that celebration and gave the proceeds of the money to veterans, and they raised over their $10,000 mark. Their goal that they tried to reach. So he was very proud, and he'll be missed in the city, but I'm sure he'll help Mr. McNeil out whatever he needs.
Sure. Be nice for him to be served instead of serving, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He did say he's ready for retirement.
That's great. Good for him.
Yeah. So agenda item number 9 was hearing regarding the request of 139 Copeland Street Corp, doing business as the Sly Fox, 139 Copeland Street, to extend their cabaret license to their outdoor dining area and allow for monthly outdoor music as well as TV. Councilor Palmucci did weigh in and was notified and was in full support. Jay Duga did bring up some issues on the outdoor music, and made the request that they do not amplify the music. So Mary McKenna was there representing and was fine with that. So she can do Saturdays and Sundays, 4 to 6, 5 to 7, whichever suits her better, and the TV out there as well.
Okay.
So that was it. Our next hearing will be on July 20th.
Oh, okay. Not till July 20th. Very good.
Yep.
Hey, so lengthy, but routine.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it's good. All the neighborhood associations are coming back out and getting reorganized. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. You're already getting requests for the fall. So that's really optimistic for sure. Do you think the license board will go back to in-person meetings in the fall, Nikki?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Sure. Yes. Yeah. I think the council is planning the same thing as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the council, maybe you could talk to us a little bit about an issue that came up regarding your office this week and the re-precincting issue.
Yes. Yeah, so Councilor Palmucci brought in a resolve before the council to in opposition of House Bill, which was 820, and it changed to 3862, I believe.
Okay.
Which says that the legislatures get to do their lines before the local city folks, town folks, do their reprecincting. And it's never been that way. We don't know why they're doing it. They want to do it that way. They did say that it's because the federal numbers are going to be coming out late. But we're working with the state already and on our reprecincting lines. So we have a couple of different scenarios. The number that we're working with is a preliminary number from the state. And then if what we hope, we go over 100,000 and we need to make some changes to some of our precincts, we're going to have to do that, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never not done it this way. You know, tell me what the benefit is and perhaps, you know, would look at it, but it's so late to change the way that we've always done it. And the Secretary of State, Mass Municipal Association, Mass City Clerks Association, Mass Town Clerks Association, and many city and town councils are all in opposition of the change at this late date. So with that, you know, I appreciate our council stepping up and bringing this forward and getting it out to the Speaker of the House and Senator Keenan and all of our representatives here in Quincy.
Because the preliminary is September 14th this year, right? So
yes.
A very short amount of time.
It is, but this would be in effect for next year's state.
Okay.
Elections, but the work that goes on, you know, we've been working on this for 3 months now, and we're kind of at a standstill because we don't know, should we be going forward, or is this bill going to take effect and then we don't know what to do?
Right.
We haven't gotten any guidance.
So typically are the House and Senate districts drawn based on the precincts of each city and town?
Well, you know, there's natural boundaries and things like that, that in neighborhoods that we know of, mm-hmm. you know, no one knows the city better mm-hmm. than we do when we work with our own local census. And so for that, in the way that the city of Quincy is growing, we know, you know, we're probably going to have to put in more precincts, and there'll be some shifts. So, you know, with that, we feel confident that when we send our proposal to the state, that we've looked at all of those lines.
Okay. Not the way they could at the state level, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, they don't know, you know, the idiosyncrasies of small communities like Beechwood Knoll, perhaps, you know.
Right. Quantum, you know, right. We are a large city, but we definitely still have a hometown feel, you know, with our neighborhoods in the city. And we think that's important to protect. And people like to be in their neighborhoods voting, and we certainly understand that. We try our best to make everybody as comfortable as they can be within the precincts that we have.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see on that. And I'll reach out to the delegation also and see if we can get some answers for you, Nikki. Speaking of census, I know the city census is still in the works, right?
Yes. So we've finished here with the returns that we got. We want more. Mm-hmm. So we're sending out a second census. That should be coming to mailboxes for people that haven't answered the first census. We encourage you to please answer the second census. So that's going out this week. I think that it's important, especially in times like this, when there is a potential power grab, you know, we want the most participation as we can get here in the city to encourage people to vote, to answer their city census. And this is just one of the reasons why.
Yeah, let your voice be heard. You know, this is the best way to do it. Any idea for a percentage of how many folks have responded to the census in the city?
About 30%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was low. You know, we hoped for more. So that's why we're sending out the second census now.
Okay. I'm very surprised at that. Is that
typical? Yeah. No one knew after the pandemic what was going to happen. So, but we encourage you to return it again, postage paid. And if you can just mark it up if you need to and just sign it and send it back to us. We don't solicit from that. We just get the data for things like population growth, it's nice to know who is in your city. City services are so important, and we base it off of that.
Yeah, bring it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Anything else right now, Nikki?
I think that's it.
Okay. I think that's plenty right now, right? All right. We'll catch up again toward the end of July. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your summer.